Thank you, Roger, and good morning, everybody. First of all, what I would like for you to do is for everyone to get up. I know you've been sitting for a lot of hours, probably at the conference, and pick a neighbor and say hello to them. Just introduce yourself. While I figure out how to move this.
Forward, backward.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. So today I will be speaking to you about Latch On NYC, which is a voluntary initiative, voluntary hospital initiative in New York City to support mothers who choose to breastfeed in their hospitals. Nothing to disclose at this point. So in New York City, majority of our moms initiate breastfeeding in the hospitals. They also, their exclusive breastfeeding rates are not up to the point right now where we want them to be, and we have realized that that is due to the many reasons that have already been mentioned in the presentations before, which is mothers kind of basically stopping breastfeeding fairly early. We also have found that a lot of our mothers have reported that they do receive support in the hospital. However, they also receive the formula pack in the hospital. And they also receive formula supplementation. We've had mothers report to us that I said I did not want my baby to have any formula. I went to sleep. I came back. My baby came back, and there was a bottle of formula in the bassinet. So we realized that that is an important issue that needed to be addressed. So current efforts were not enough at that point, and as I mentioned, you know, some of the hospital staff did not necessarily follow through on what the mother's choices were, or they did not also necessarily follow completely or maybe understand what were the New York State policies that already existed, that were already in place, and that we asked them to follow through. Also, infant formula industry marketing strategies were one area that actually has been declining our efforts in promoting breastfeeding, because for every two steps that we made ahead, formula companies were sort of a step ahead. And I'm sure many of you have seen the formula that's for supplementing babies right now. So their efforts are really good, and they know how to get to moms to kind of make sure that they can set that up. So why was that a concern for us? Well, we found that the research showed that babies who are formula-fed have increased risks for serious health effects, and we have some of them listed here. And those are some of the conditions that, you know, that we want to look at, and those are conditions that we want to prevent from happening in babies. We also know that promotion of infant formula specifically by medical providers can send a mixed message, and we know that it will interfere with mother's choice to breastfeed as well. So what we wanted to do initially is we wanted to find out kind of what did people think about breastfeeding, and we also wanted to educate the public about the benefits of breastfeeding, because although in our little world, we all know about breastfeeding and, as we mentioned, benefits or sort of kind of, you know, just kind of what people know about breastfeeding. And I know I heard the comment earlier about speaking about benefits, and benefits can imply that this is something extra. And it's not necessarily extra. This really should be the norm. So we run a public awareness campaign in subways, online, in hospitals, and other community-based organizations and WIC, where we wanted to inform the women about the benefits, again, of breastfeeding, but also we wanted to inform them about the right of getting breastfeeding education, getting that support, and we wanted to encourage them as well. So these were our posters that we run in the subways, and I have left some in the back of the room as well. And these were some of our online ads that run in a number of places. And also we have hospital posters. So the hospital posters came in a number of different languages with a number of different babies. And the idea was that we really wanted to show moms what some of the advantages of breastfeeding were for them, but also we wanted to show that this was the norm And the posters actually are continue to be in the hospitals today, and we still do get requests for them as hospitals are working on their breastfeeding. So we did kind of after the public awareness campaign, we wanted to find out, well, did it change anything? Was there any change in perception that the public had about breastfeeding? And what we found is through an online survey of about 600 mothers, we found that a lot of mothers believe that breast milk is better than formula. We also found that about 40% would consider breastfeeding in the future. So what that tells us is that there is a potential for education, there is a potential for mothers who are choosing breastfeeding, and those mothers are really the ones that really need to be supported. So in New York City, we have a very broad kind of a context in which we're trying to make breastfeeding the norm. And Latch On NYC, the Voluntary Hospital Initiative, came in changing of the context in making individual decisions healthy. So rather than formula being the default in the hospital, we wanted to change that breastfeeding is the default, and if the formula is needed, then there's steps to get to that. So we asked our hospitals through this voluntary commitment to agree to 4 steps. We wanted for them to update their policies to make sure that they have included New York State regulations regarding formula supplementation. We wanted for them to decrease access to and usage of formula. So that meant knowing who had it, where was it stored, who had access to it, when do we give it out. Also formula distribution and of free or promotional formula. So this was the formula that was going away in gift packs. It was not necessarily the gift pack itself, but it was the formula that the nurse said, like, here's a 6-pack, just so that it can take you over, you know, at night when you're home. And also promotional materials. We know that formula company logos, not just in infant formula marketing, but just in general, branding, marketing is really important. When you see that logo, that's the item that you go for. We know, for example, you know, with Similac, a lot of moms, if they get Similac formula in the hospital, that's the formula they will stick with until the child is no longer on formula. So we knew that that was important. So we asked the hospitals to remove anything that had any formula company logo on it from their institutions. So for the first commitment, just to get into a little bit more detail, as I mentioned, we asked the hospitals to review their policies and make sure the regulations were there. We wanted also the hospitals to in-service their staff on these policies. There's no point in updating a policy if it sits somewhere on the extranet or intranet, or it sits somewhere in a binder and nobody really knows about it. So it was important for the in-service of the staff to happen as well. And we also wanted for the hospitals to look at their medical records, whether it was a paper chart or electronic medical record, and ensure that the documentation existed in it that would allow them to capture what were the reasons for supplementing. We've heard at the beginning a lot about mothers are still requesting formula. Okay, that's fine. That's an opportunity for education. But is it really the mother requesting formula, or is it a staff member who simply kind of said, well, let me just give it to her and say that she requested it? So we really wanted to make sure that was captured. For the second commitment, which dealt with formula distribution and tracking, which is access to formula, we wanted the hospitals to look at, as I mentioned, where that formula is stored, who has access to it, and develop and implement a policy that would allow them to follow the formula, basically. So they can have it either in a stored closet. Some hospitals actually have put their formula into Pyxis, which is the medication dispensing devices. So these are devices where, for example, medicine is held, or syringes, or other things, and it's under lock and it's under a lock code. It allows them to run reports and do other things. And a number of hospitals have found that it actually increased their accountability for who had access, because just the fact that it was in this lock system where I had to put my name in it to get it kind of made people think, you know, a little bit more about, do I really need this, or do I want to go to the mother, find out from her what are her reasons for supplementing. And we asked the hospitals to collect data and submit that data to us on a monthly basis. For the data, we really did not want to create a big burden on the hospitals on what we were asking them to collect and send to us, so we asked them for 2 things. We wanted to know how many babies that were eligible to be breastfed you had in your institution during this month, and how many bottles were distributed to those babies. And that included bottles that were fed to the babies, as well as the ones that kind of went under the table or over the table with the moms or any other family members. So going back to the commitments, for the third commitment, we wanted to, as I mentioned, ensure that formula was not being distributed. And again, that was part of having a policy on who was going to get the formula. And again, there are situations where there is a medical necessity to have the formula. We also did not want anybody who wanted formula not to get it. So if there was a mother's request, she would get the formula. I'm sure a number of you have seen the press when the initiative first came out that New York City is taking away formula from their mothers. And that was actually not the case once they got into the details of that. So for the last commitment, we, as I mentioned, we asked the hospitals not to have any formula company logos. We asked them, you know, go do a walkthrough to your facility, kind of make sure that there's nothing there. Also maintain that. It's not enough to just do a walkthrough once, because formula company reps or anybody else, sometimes with really good intentions, they'll just bring some items here and they'll just put them on the table and they're already there. So we wanted to make sure that they kind of were on top of that and were aware of that. And as I mentioned, you know, marketing is really good, and Similac for supplementation, which is specifically, some of these formulas are specifically for mothers who are breastfeeding. It's sort of kind of a shift that we're seeing right now. So for us, as far as the health department was concerned, we had some responsibilities to take care of, which we wanted to oversee the program. We wanted to provide some technical assistance, as well as oversee data collection and monitoring and evaluation. For our hospitals, we've asked them to develop a work plan to see how they would implement those four commitments if they haven't done so already. We wanted for them to identify the staff that would be collecting the data and reporting it to us, and also to follow up on the other steps. So the response to this initiative was overwhelming. We sort of expected that maybe out of 40 of our maternity hospitals, we would maybe get 5 or 6. We got 29, which was kind of like, well, what do we do now? Now we need to have more people kind of doing technical assistance. We also were endorsed by some of the professional organizations, as well as the New York State Department of Health and a hospital association in New York City. These are hospitals that participate in LatchOn NYC. I'm sure the presentations are online, so you can also take a look at that list, and you probably recognize some of them. So for outcomes, we found that 73% of maternity hospitals that are part of LatchOn NYC represent 70% of births, which means 70% in New York City, we have around 125,000 births per year. 70% of that is a lot of babies. We found that there was a broad support from the medical community. There is still, we still have more to go with that, because there are some providers that kind of heard the initial press coverage, and for them, LatchOn equals taking away formula from mothers. But what we do find right now from looking at the data, and not only the data that the hospitals are reporting to us, but we're also monitoring the birth certificate data, is that there is a small increase in exclusive breastfeeding among babies that are born in LatchOn hospitals. So we're kind of happy about that, but we're continuing to monitor that going forward. This graph just shows quickly what we do with the data that the hospital reports to us. And what we do with it is we calculate a ratio of bottles distributed per baby in the hospital. So we do not take into account length of stay. We do not take anything. We basically just take the number of bottles, number of babies, divide one over the other, and get that. And we kind of had some variation over the time since we started the initiative. So we're not quite there yet in terms of getting a benchmark. However, it kind of gives us a baseline picture of where on average the hospitals are. Some of the challenges, so we, as I mentioned, the initial media response, some of the headlines that you saw in the news were definitely not on cue with what exactly the initiative was about. Also in the hospitals, institutional barriers. Even though the CEOs had to send a letter to us that would basically state that they were committing to these to the asks that we placed upon them, sometimes it didn't trickle down all the way completely to everyone. And some of the lessons that we've learned is that we build on existing partnerships. make sure that we maintain confidentiality with all our hospitals. Ultimately, they are competing for babies in New York City. You need to be visible within in the media. You sort of need to make sure that your initiative goals are clearly stated, and also that there's an approach to, it's a multi-phase approach, so we need to make sure that we collaborate with everybody. This is just a group of all the people in my unit that are working on this, and on that note, thank you very much. Thank you.